point. It's Evan. Understanding dawned in the set of his shoulders, and Eli raced back up the stairs. I turned my full attention to the open door.
What do you want, Evan?
I shouted. The wind receded marginally.
I don't want to fight you, I called out. I know I'd lose.
Maybe. Possibly. Okay, not likely, not with Eli and Beast on my side. But why stir a frozen pot? My big cat huffed with agreement.
Talk to me, Evan. Please.
Tell Molly to come out, and I'll leave your house standing.
My eyes went wide. I hadn't seen Evan's wife, Molly, in months. Not since I killed her sister. Instantly, I felt my hand on the knife as the blade slid into Evangelina. Hot blood gushed over me. I blinked away the unexpected tears that the cold wind stimulated and the memory evoked. I had killed her. I'd had no choice. The police in Asheville had cleared me. There had been a hearing 2 weeks ago, attended by me, my lawyer, Adelaide Mooney, two local vamps, the Psy-led hand of the law, Rick LaFleur, and lots of press. Molly hadn't come to my hearing. None of her sisters had come. I'd kept glancing to the back of the courtroom, hoping, but they hadn't come. I had only seen two of the Everhart witches while I was in Asheville, and that was because of vamp business, not friendship. Molly's friendship had died. And why not? I didn't deserve to have a relationship with her. Despite, or maybe because of, the media coverage of Evangelina's dying, I'd been cleared of any wrongdoing in the same way anyone would have been cleared. Anyone who had stopped an armed killer from taking more lives. But the feeling that I'd managed to hide from in the months since I killed Evangelina had roared up like hot flame and taken me over. I couldn't get rid of the feel of her blood, hot and sticky on my hand. Even now, I wiped the back of my hand on my jeans, feeling the cooling blood, long gone, but as real to my flesh and nerves as if it still coated my hand. I had survived the distance from New Orleans and my accidental binding to Leo Pelissier, master of the city in New Orleans, but only by hours. I'd flown back on Leo's private jet, the fastest transport available to me, and retched the entire way home, sick as a dog because of my Beast's inadvertent binding to the MOC, one that put a deadline on how long I could be apart from him, and also how far away from him I could go, even for short time periods. Getting my legal problems settled had made me deathly sick, but maybe the nausea was only partly from the binding. Maybe the rest of the sickness had been because Molly hadn't been there, hadn't returned my 15 million phone calls to her cell.
"Send her out!"
Evan shouted, and a burst of wind hit the house. It creaked under the pressure. Evan wasn't attacking my house on purpose. He was losing control. He was so furious that his magic was operating on its own, ripping free.
"Molly!"
I stopped as my voice cracked. I took a slow breath, bent, and set the 9mm semi-automatics on the floor in the open doorway, where he could see them. The Russian air nearly froze the skin on my hands. I stood and crossed my arms, putting my hands under my armpits to warm them.
"Molly's not here. I haven't seen her," I shouted to him. "Why would you think she'd come to see me? If Molly ever really forgave me, she would have called, answered my calls, texted me something."
I laughed shakily.
"She didn't."
My voice dropped.
Oh, why that would surprise me, I have no idea. I haven't been able to forgive myself.
Moments later, the wind slowed to a trickle. Something in my bedroom overbalanced at the change in pressure and shattered to the floor. I glanced back to see the bed skirt dropping down and a lamp on the floor. I shivered in the cold. Over my head on the lamp,